So we're up to a Vechein where we ask Hashem to please give over and be mechadish, strengthen the Yir Shamayim in the world. So we said that the whole tachlis of this tefillah is that there's Malchus Shamayim, and it's the zman of the Malchus. Hashem is acting with Malchus. Hashem is acting with judgment, which is well, you have the sefer. It's a mouse paper base. Well, no Purushim, just the memory prints it above. So the first way that Hashem's Shekhinah is going to be strengthened is when Klal Yisrael in the world have Yerushalayim. And that's the first way that Yerushalayim will come in. So he says like this. He says, Uva'omnam mizei yimashku tikunei ha'olam. Harishain, the Harishain shetikanes yir also yizbarach b'leiv kol bruav. Everybody should have Yir Shamayim. That's the first thing we ask. Everyone should have Yir Shamayim, yishtabdu loy, and everyone should also strengthen their avodas Hashem. So everyone should have Yir Shamayim, and everyone should strengthen their avodas Hashem. Which, if you look at the Nusach HaTfilah, it says yiraucha kol hamas. Everyone should have yira. Everyone should have yishtacha, should have avoda. So the way that the Shekhinah is going to be strengthened in the world is when everybody has Yir Shamayim and everyone is mishtabed themselves to Hashem. The next thing he says here is unbelievable. He says, V'adavar kafol b'tachtoinim u'b'alyoinim. What we're asking for, this may sound pretty shocking, but the Ramchal says that what we're asking for in the Shemoneh Esrei is that not only should mankind all learn Yirat Shamayim, and mankind should all learn to be meshabed themselves to Hashem, but also let me squeeze in that, but also the Malachim should do so. We should strengthen the Yerushalayim in the heavens, that the Malachim themselves should get strengthened in the Yerushalayim. Unbelievable. Dainu, ha'uma islamata, v'sareihem lamayla. Each Ummah, as we know, each nation has a Malach which controls it. That Malach's appreciation for Hashem depends on how strong the nation that it represents is appreciating Hashem. So if the nation does not appreciate Hashem that much, their Malach will also not appreciate the presence of Hashem, even in Shemayim. V'shiyakiru kulam ha'emes, everyone should be makir the truth. V'yishtabdu l'kedushas malchuso yizbarach, they should become yishtabed, they should become subservient to the Malchus of Hashem. So now, what's the Nusach HaTfilah? V'chein tein pach t'chashem al and then it says, "V'yira'ucha kol ha'maasim is oisim shalamata." Well, "V'yishtachavu lefanecha kol ha'bruim" is even the things which are created, not the maasim, but the bruim, and that's oisim
things like bolts, which ones? Brewing more nice.
All right, this is how he's learning here. So he says, so the idea is that mistama, I think what he means is that there's different worlds. There's the world of right? There's the world of Yetzira, Bria, Atzilus, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So Bria is much higher than Asiya. See this down here. So Yeruchah Kol HaMaasim is everything that's in the world of Asiya, in the practical world. So there's things, that's our world. But Kol HaBruim is everything that Hashem created and fashioned. That's the estate in Shemayim that never came down here. So even those things, we're asking that Hashem, this should be Makir, the God of the Subhakadosh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable tefillah if you think about it. And the tefillah is that we should experience that. Okay. The Tzarek Shteida, שהנה האדון ברוך הוא אחד, ואין הארוס מתחזק אז אלא במש מסעדי. אוקיי? Now, this is a very important principle. The principle is that the Das Tunis people, the Das Tunis people appreciate this line. What does it mean that we want the presence of Hashem to become more clear and chazak in the world? So what that means is that we want the Achdos of Hashem, Hashem Echad, to become clear in the world. That's a Das Tunis concept, right? Gilu Yehuda, that our job in the world is to be Megala, that Hashem Echad. The real Tachos of the world is to realize that Hashem Echad. But by the way, the Das Tunis explained that realizing Hashem Echad means it's not a positive thing. It's not that we can realize more and more Hashem Echad. It's being Mevatel everything else and saying those things don't exist. It's only Hashem. The way you are marbe in understanding that Hashem is one is by realizing that nothing else exists, and that the more things that don't exist, the more is incorporated in Hashem, right? So if you realize that the meteorologist does not control the weather, so now you realize the weather is also under Hashem's jurisdiction, right? If you realize that your boss doesn't give you parnasa, then you realize your parnasa is under Hashem's jurisdiction. The more you're mevatel everything else, the more mela you're making Hashem Echad. So when we're referring to the godless Hashem in the world, we're referring more and more to the God, the Achdus Hashem being clear in the world. That's what that means. So he says, "Hine Yisrael, Ava Bishu Be Yishayim Hem Rabim Nikroim Goy Echad." Klai Yisrael, even though there are many people, but they are one nation. That Hashem Echad comes through them. Okay, so this is a very complicated concept, but let's take, for example, the Shemoneh Esrei we say by Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha we say Hashem Echad, Ato Echad, Hashimcha Echad, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. So we compare the Achdus of Klal Yisrael to the Achdus of Hashem. So there's some sort of comparison between the Achdus of Klal Yisrael and the Achdus of Hashem. How is Klal Yisrael Shaykh to become Echad? How is it Shaykh to Echad? Is because everybody in Klal Yisrael is mevatel themselves to something. So even though you have a lot of yechidim, but the way you become echad is only if there's something greater than all of you, and all of you seem to be mevatel yourselves to that. So in that nekuda, you're echad. So umas ha'olam are never echad. There's no shaykhis to echad because they can never be mevatel themselves to anything, because each one only cares about themselves. They care about their own personal success. There's no greater good that they care about that's ma'achid them to anything. So therefore, if a goy, all he cares about himself, he's not trained in mevatel himself. He doesn't exist to be mevatel himself. He cannot bring out the achdus of Hashem in the world. Because the one thing, like Rabbi Lipinski said one time, is like, someone comes and says, I'm Amish worked on it, and I'm convinced that I'm Amish got to that hakara, that Atar Yisrael Das, Einon Mavadoi, I'm a full Hakar of Einon Mavadoi. So he says, so you Mavatl everything in the world except for yourself. You still think you exist, right? Which is the whole problem with this concept. But anyway, the idea is that a Goy is never going to Mavatl themselves. So at the end, they can never bring out the Achdus Hashem in the world because they themselves are austere to it. Well, Yisrael is not like that. Klal Yisrael is Goy Echad Baretz. Because Klal Yisrael themselves are mevatel themselves to the greater good, and they become one. Since Klal Yisrael has the ability to mevatel themselves to that, so through Klal Yisrael we can bring out the Achdus of Hashem, because we all exist only to bring out the Achdus of Hashem. Did I lose everyone over here? So that's what it means in the Tefillah. Ata Echad You are one. V'shimcha echad, and your name is one. Means the way to keep Hashem in the world. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goyachad baretz. And how are we going to bring out that achdus is through the achdus of Klal Yisrael? Therefore, basically, what the Ramchal is coming to say is in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah that we're trying to bring out the kedusha of Hashem and the Shechina. That's really the achdus of Hashem. The only way to mechazik the knowledge of achdus Hashem in the world is to mechazik Klal Yisrael. You cannot separate those two things. Mechazik Klal Yisrael is the only way to bring it out because Klal Yisrael is the umma that has the nature, the ability, the midas to bring out the achdus of Hashem.
Then how do we move out to how we bring in the access by
If we can become one, so the way we become one is because none of us view the ultimate goal about ourself.
mean, if you can't get a hold of yourself, so whatever. In order for us to become one big group is by Guva being without ourselves.
Ourselves to the group. So that means we're mivatal ourselves to that greater good. If we're all here for one thing, so then that becomes what brings us together. So what we're mivatal ourselves to is to the world of Hashem. Okay. Va'oz, so he says like this, Omnam ha'umah is him rabim v'nefradim legamri. The umah is many nations in the world. Ve'enam niskanim b'yichud. V'nimtzarim rechoikim me'atikun legamri. And the goyim have no shaykhs to this. Ve'en lem tikun elo she'yishtabdu l'Yisrael. The way the goy is going to have a tikun in the world is only if he can become subordinate to Klal Yisrael. And even though they themselves don't have this midah, he named it Yisrael, but they're going to be connected through their connection to Klal Yisrael. Because now they were mevatel themselves as an eved, they become subservient to Klal Yisrael. So the goy cannot become subservient to the mission itself, but he can become subservient to us. And through it being subservient to us, that's how he's not a stira to the Yichud Hashem. V'yachzru gam heim l'b'chinas achtos, v'oz yeru'im gam heim l'kabel k'tzas ha'ara me'or ha'yichud. V'zehu v'ye'osu kulam aguda achas. And that's what it means in the tefillah, and we should all become aguda achas, we should all become one group tied together to bring out the achtos Hashem. Which group? It's Klal Yisrael. It's the group of Klal Yisrael. Everyone is going to become part of Klal Yisrael. So the Ummas HaOlam, we're giving them an opportunity to be part of that mission of the world by becoming bottled to us. Dainu, Gemoya Anafim Vahabadim, Arabim, many branches, Shechoizrim Echad, La'ached Niskashim Ba'aguda. When they're tied together, they have some sort of achdus. Ma She'atam is Gabrabam, Lev Ha'Evan, Nimshachim Kulam Acher Atuma, V'Noitim Mikdushas Yisbarach. Even though now they just follow their tumah and follow their desire, and that's it. And they oz, when they all become part of the mission, Yisuknu b'leiv mesukan v'lo yichavnu gam heim el lasos ratzon yisbarach v'zo lasos ratzon cha b'leiv of shalom. They're all going to be motivated to do the ratzon Hashem, and that will be the key of the world. Okay, so that will be the way that the Ummas HaOlam have a tikkun. Okay, these are very deep things. A lot of the first chelik is a shtickle deep, then he goes into things which we can relate to a little bit better, but it's all part of the Havana of it. So, it's a good Zach, Shvirach. Good
Why can't
job,
Yiddish
Mr.
work?
Boise.
Oh. Okay. Why can't